the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets and back wagons. Brad Big Noise Evans here, the good sir Nathaniel Lundy, coming to you from Radio Row in Phoenix, Arizona. It's a lovely 70 degrees and sunshine outside.
It's nice.
I lived here for 4.5 years.
Here, God, fix your microphone.
It. There you go. Look at it. I miss it so much. Please bring me back, Phoenix.
Aren't there restraining orders?
Yes. I committed many illicit crimes when I lived here.
Not quite felony status, but like class 4 misdemeanors or whatever it is.
Yeah,
like
I robbed banks.
Oh, puff. Jeez. I'm out, guys. I'm out. Well,
speaking of banks, I'm making serious bankroll right now in college basketball.
Attaboy.
I am up to plus 66 units on the season. It's been a heater thus far, but we're out here covering some big lousy game. Going to be played in Glendale, Arizona at the State Farm Stadium.
Ooh,
we got
Eagles,
we got Chiefs, right. And we've been featuring a super duper prop of the day. We did that all last week, first episode of this week.
Okay.
So Lundy, Hassan Reddick, I was kind of taken aback when I saw this, posted a BetMGM. Will he have more sacks than Frank Clark or the other way around? Plus 105 right now at BetMGM. You buying or selling?
I'm buying that one. I'm buying that one because I like it at the plus odds that you can get. Although, I'm going to tell you right now, what happens if it's a push? We just void?
Oh, no, yeah, you just void it. Get your money back.
Okay, so ties are voided.
Yeah.
If they finish on the same number.
Yeah, it's plus money.
That's why I like it.
Let me give you some background information.
Okay.
He's got notes.
He's got notes here, people.
Yes,
this is
I'm
like
prepared.
I'm getting to see how this, because we're actually having to do this in person.
I
know,
but I'm
this
here.
Is nuts. I don't know how the hell you read that every day. All right, go ahead. Share everybody why you like this bet.
All right, so what I written down here, Hassan Reddick has registered at least one sack in 9 of his last 11 games. You look at Frank Clark, he's been great the postseason, 2.5 total sacks that he has, but in the regular season, he only had 5 total sacks in 17 games. You look at Reddick, number 2 overall in quarterback pressures on the entire season. He, of course, led the league in total sacks in the regular season with 16. Frank Clark, nowhere within sniffing distance, number 21 in total pressures applied, number 49 in total sacks. Why is this plus money?
I don't know, but I'll take it. I'll take any plus money. It's actually what, and when we get closer to the weekend, I know we'll talk about this more on the pod. It's actually what I've been trying to look for with bets on Sunday. Like, if this is going to be the end for football, right? 7 months, we got to wait to be able to come back and actually be able to gamble on some football.
I'll save money.
I'm going, though, with plus odds on almost everything I'm doing. I don't want to. I've just decided if I'm going to play it, if I think it's a coin toss, literally the coin toss, obviously, but I'm trying to do as much plus odds as I can. So I'm with you on this one. I like it.
All right. He's in with me. Hassan Reddick for all the cash. Let's get after it now with another edition of Hoops Everyone of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Numero Cinco on the list today. Let's start off with some plus money, shall we?
I was just talking about that.
I will say this. Tonight is a spectacular night to invest in money lines. I mean, teams just got to win straight up. So on a two-legger money line, we need dubs. Give me the white-hot Kentucky Wildcats.
Yes.
Taking on Arkansas for leg numero uno, leg numero dos, Kansas State Madness in Manhattan tonight, taking on TCU Sound Miles, likely, again, their top scorer on that squad. Getting back to Kentucky, Arkansas has been dreadful away from Fayetteville this season. 1-5 straight up, and number 216 effective field goal percentage offense in those road matchups. Kentucky's won 6 of their last 7. They're 12-2 at home, where they're netting 39% from distance and 1.158 points per possession. So I think they're going to get the victory, and they may even cover on the standard line, but I just need, even if it's 1 point, the dub. And then you look at K-State, 12-1 at home this season. They've been dynamite at home defensively.
Yes.
Number 8 in all of college basketball in effective field goal percentage. Defense, offense has been a little bit of a roller coaster ride at times, but I believe Noel. I believe in Keontae Johnson. Get really any shot on the floor that he wants. Don't have a lot of depth, but TCU, again, down their leading scorer, and a team two on the road this season, number 206 in effective field goal percentage
on the
defense.
Road. Oh,
and that includes the Kansas game,
yeah,
which they obliterated Lundy's wife's boys.
Hey, you leave
convincingly.
You,
so,
hey, you keep my wife's name out of your
mouth.
So
Fader follow. So you're with me on this one?
Yeah, actually, I am with you on this one. When you're talking about missing scores, look, it's. Sometimes you, in the NBA, like you can be down a player and then, you know, good shit can still happen.
Yeah.
No, college, when you're down somebody, it changes up. I think it massively messes with rotations. I think it messes with chemistry that's out there on the court because of how those rotations work from a college standpoint. So when you're missing somebody big like that, not to say it doesn't matter in the NBA, but I feel like in college it matters even more.
Oh, yeah, totally
in terms of how they do. So that's a big problem. I also like I like K-State at home. I mean, you're giving me the opportunity to bet on K-State at home. I'll take it.
Back to Wildcats. They're wild, apparently, because we got Kentucky, Wildcats.
Yes.
Kansas State, also Wildcats.
So yes.
Rock and roll that money line parlay plus 147 at DraftKings.
Number four.
Numero quattro on the fade five. I do not understand this. Somebody may need to educate me. As a result, we'll see where Lindy stands. But I'm going with the Rutgers Scarlet Knights plus the 4.5. Line is up, open at 4 on BetMGM. And that Captain Aguiar is coming to play, and it could play a factor as well on the road against the Indiana Hoosiers. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Indiana just beat, in a Hoosier State clash, number one ranked Purdue. They're going to go out and lay the smackdown on the Scarlet Knights and say, not so fast, my friend. Why? Because Rutgers are one of the elite defensive teams in college basketball. Don't believe me? I have it written down in chicken scratch form. Number two, man, adjusted defensive efficiency. Number seven on the season, effective field goal percentage defense. They're allowing just 43.8% inside the arc and 29% outside of it. They throttled Indiana earlier this season, 63-48 inside the rack. It's not the Jersey Mike's arena. I think Cliff Amore will be able to somewhat neutralize Trace Jackson Davis in this game. The only concern I have, Huchefino, Miller Kopp. Rutgers has strangely struggled on the road in three-point percentage D, but in the end, I think 4.5 points is too many. So fade or follow the Rutgers Scarlet Knights plus a 4.5 in Bloomington minus 110 at BetMGM.
The last six SACE, if you will.
Numero.
Last six times these two teams have played, Rutgers is covered.
Oh, twist my arm. I'll take it.
That's all I needed to know. Six. Rutgers is 6-0 against the spread in the last half dozen times these two teams have played. So I think you just got to follow that trend. I know you're not as big of a trend guy as I am. I'm going to follow the trend that Rutgers finds a way to keep it close with Indiana. And so I think they're going to do it again, even though they're on the road. I'm a little worried about your 3-point shooting stats, though. That scares me a little bit, but I think they can make it happen. Let's do it.
The trend and the words of Michael Kim, my colleague of Live in the Line, will indeed be our friend.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade of Five podcast today. Give me Wake Forest, the fighting Steve Forbes at home, plus Un Pinto against a struggling North Carolina team, minus 110 at DraftKings. North Carolina, you look at the resume, it is meatless.
Yes.
It's on a vegetarian diet. There's no question about it. They only have one win out of eight opportunities this season. I think they're going to be sweating out Selection Sunday, especially if they don't get another key victory on the road against the Demon Deacons, who are the better offensive teams, not only in the ACC, but in all of college basketball. I look at the Demon Deacs, 10-2 straight up at home this year, where they are shooting 39.4% from way downtown, and nearly 41% of their shots come from distance, so they are prolific from long range, and they're also netting at home 1.141 points per possession. That's something to scoff at. Carolina 2-5 straight up away, and number 273 in college basketball in road matchups in effective field goal percentage offense, and they're shooting a miserable 29.1% along the perimeter. Again, away from Chapel Hill. So, Lundy, with all that information, feed or follow Wake Forest plus one against the Tar Heels, minus 110 at DraftKings.
I'm going to fade you on this one because I think with their back against the wall and knowing how desperately they need it, I have a feeling the Tar Heels are going to show up. I think they're going to show up. Yeah, right. I actually think they are on the road in this one, Brad. This is just a gut feeling, a little bit of a TYG here. Trust your gut. But I'm going to roll with that. But I will tell you this. If you could take this and give it, give me Wake plus
five and a half. Yeah, okay.
And then pair it up with something else.
Take the total down and take it over because it's going to be a fast-paced game.
It should be. But I'd even be okay doing just an alt spread on this one and then pairing it together with something else. Maybe even, because by the way, I like, I actually looked at his notes before we did the show today because I don't normally do that. Not those notes. I mean the what the picks are. Because sometimes I just like to gut react to whatever you say. And I really like what's up at number one. Oh. So what I'm thinking is I might want to alt line Wake here to plus 5.5. And then when we get to number one, I might alt line that one and slap those two together. We'll talk about that when we get to numero uno.
Clearly, he's kissing MJ's ass. He is going to fade me. Take it, Carolina. I'm all about making some bank with Wake.
Number two.
All right, numero dos of the Fade 5 days. Go back to a conference I know and love, and that is the Big Ten. And I think it's going to be a sporty party tonight. Tap all the kegs. Eat all the special gummies and brownies you can.
Oh, wow.
Because I think Izzo and friends are going to get this done against Maryland. -3.5 there in East Lansing. -110 at FanDuel. Honestly, I grabbed this last night when it opened at -2.5 on BetMGM.
Oh, you lucky dog.
And I think this line's only going to tick up. It could be -4.5, -5 by tip off. Why am I high on Michigan State? They are number 11. Yes, I understand. And offensive efficiency in Big Ten action, but number 2 in league play and effective field goal percentage. Defense giving up just 28.8% along the arc. They play at a slower pace, which kind of gives me a lean a little bit on this total under right now, hovering around 130. I don't think it's going to escape the 120s. But you look at Maryland offensively in conference play, number 13 in the Big Ten, nearly dead last in effective field goal percentage. Offense only netting 47.9% inside the arc and 31.8% outside of it. They are also number 234 in effective field goal percentage offense on the road this season. Very good defensive team. I will give credit where credit is due. That's why I like the under as well here, and which should be a low scoring affair. But Michigan State at home, they could use a win. They got 9 losses on the season. Don't want to add another tick in the L box. I think they not only win, but they score the cover here in the end. Fade or follow my Spartans, -3.5 against the Terps at -110 at FanDuel.
You had me at tapping kegs because that's basically me and the crew from Mile High Sports were doing last night. Within walking distance of our hotel, we found this spot that did like bowling, billiards, and all that. So we basically went and rented
a
pool table for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And just had a great time. So I know that has absolutely nothing to do with your pick. But
has everything to do with it.
As soon as you were talking about tapping kegs, I was like, that sounds like a lot of fun. Like, how quickly can we finish this pod so that I can go do that for the rest of the day today and actually not work? I don't trust Maryland. That's really what it comes down to. I don't trust the Terps. So give me Izzo. Give me Michigan State at home. I will follow on this one.
Sorry, Scott Van Pelt, diehard Terps fan. We're going with the Michigan State Spartans.
Number one.
Oh, God, you know, as much as I love the Big Ten, the other conference that I adore, it's like an adopted child. It's the Mountain West.
It's an adopted child.
It really is. I can't resist action in the Mountain West Conference. So let's talk about one of maybe the games of the year.
Yes.
Setting up tonight in the quirky inside the pit, which is going to be uproarious. No question about it. I'm going to lay the chalk as a result. I grabbed this last night.
God, you're such a jerk.
You got to get in early. And I popped a gummy before it kicked in. Whoa. I got in all this action was great. It's Arizona. Legal weed here for recreational purposes, and it's cheap, much cheaper than Illinois. True story. I've heard out here. Grapevine.
Get back on track. Anyway, why are we betting on the Lobes?
The line has jumped from -3.5 to -4.5, but I'm still going to take it. Ally plays up to maybe 5.5. New Mexico, one of the best offensive teams in the Mountain West Conference, number 3 in effective field goal percentage offense, and number 4, too, in effective field goal percentage defense. You know the Pit. is one of the toughest venues in college basketball to play in. They are 13-1 straight up at home this season. Remember the last time they played one another? It was a double overtime loss for New Mexico, 97-94 in Reno. And doing some research on this game, I did not realize this until I started cracking the code, but Nevada, number 293 in effective field goal percentage offense and away games this year. New Mexico rolls. I love them tonight. Fade or follow?
Yeah. I told you I was waiting for this one.
Oh,
really? This was the game I was looking for. I love betting on Mountain West hoops. It has been a profitable endeavor.
It has.
As we sit there. So I said I liked that one. Now, we were going to alt line. Which one was I going to alt line? I don't have my glasses on.
All of them, I think.
No. Which one did I disagree with you on that I said Rutgers? I wanted to? Yes. Okay, so hang on. Weren't we going to bump it up?
Yeah, bump it to like 7.5, 8.5, something like that.
Okay, hang on. Somebody's listening right now. They're like, Lindy, that's not what you said.
Wake Forest was another one he didn't like.
Wake was the one. Hang on. That's what we're talking about. Hold on, because we're doing this live. I got my app out because you can legally bet in Arizona.
On mobile devices.
On mobile devices.
I can bet on Illinois games.
Okay, let's do, we said Wake to 5.5.
Sure.
All right, Wake to 5.5, New Mexico money line, plus 118.
Oh, man, gets the deuce.
So I told you, I wanted to find juice. A way. I'd forgotten that it was the Wake game. So Wake, we bump it up, and now you do the Lobos just on the money line, just in case the Wolfpack decide to make it a little bit interesting. Ooh. We slap those two together. We're sitting at plus 118. I like that.
All right, gets seduced by that juice, plus 118.
Just did that one at DK.
That old line with the money line. Let's get to some bonus time.
All right, hang on.
You got some NHL, or do you?
Actually, I do. I do.
Are they back?
I had no idea. They started back up. They started back up yesterday.
Oh,
okay. Coming out of the break. All right, let me throw a couple of them at you. First of all, same gamer, Colorado back in action. They are taking on Sid the Kid and the Penguins in Pittsburgh. But Pittsburgh is still down to their backup goaltender, which is Casey DeSmith, who has given up, I think he's given up 5 goals in something like 3 out of his last 4 starts or 4 out of his last 5. Oh, he's been awful. And we know Colorado can score, obviously. So what I'm going to do is take a 1-game parlay in this one. I like Colorado to win it. It's a pick'em, by the way. It's minus 110 on either side, just on the money line. But I'm going to take Colorado on the money line. Then I'm going to bring the total down, and I'm going to take over 4.5 goals. Colorado might do it themselves, but I'm going to take over 4.5 goals. I can get that one at plus 130.
Juicy.
Over at BetMGM. If you just 1-game parlay that one together. Also in that game, give me McKinnon over 4.5 sogs. Shots on goal. That one's juiced up to the minus 130, but McKinnon pretty consistently doing that, and he continues to be a guy that just peppers the net, especially if he knows he's going up against a backup goaltender that's not very good. At the same time, give me Edmonton. I will take Edmonton on the money line and the Lightning on the money line. Put both of those together, you can get them at a plus 120. I also really like the over in the Lightning game. They're taking on the San Jose Sharks. They're at home. I've seen it at 6. I've seen it at 6.5. I think they're going to get to 7, so I would play the over in either case. But if you want the 6, obviously you got the opportunity at the push. Those are my favorites on the ice tonight. What do you have for your bonus, Frank?
Well, let's work in a little team huevos parlay play of the day. And the odds on this plus 307 when I constructed it at DraftKings. That may come down a little bit, so just got to win. Money line's getting it. I told you it was going to be a good money line night in college basketball.
It's a good one.
Give me VCU taking on Dayton at home for leg numero uno. Give me the fighting Sean Kings. And Sean's going to be here later for VSiN. I'm going to bump it to him, former Yahoo colleague.
Yes.
That is Tulane, if you don't know where Sean went to school, taking on at home Cincinnati. And give me Virginia. They are going up against NC State. And again, all three of those legs hit plus 307 at DraftKings. Why do I like VCU? Well, they're 12-2 at home. They force a ton of turnovers. This is that Shaka Havoc defense still wreaking havoc on the opposition at Dayton, number 271 in turnover percentage offense. So it's a bad paper matchup for the Flyers there on the road. Meanwhile, Tulane 8-2 at home. One of the fastest teams in college basketball, one of the best interior scoring teams in college, who's netting 55.3% inside the arc. Cincinnati, number 230 in effective field goal percentage offense in road games. So I'll maximize that. And then finally, Virginia 10-1 at home. Not the strongest defensive team this season there in Charlottesville, but NC State number 12 in adjusted offensive efficiency in ACC play. They do not score the rock consistently, especially on the road. So all three of those legs hit plus 307. Elsewhere.
What else you got?
Couple more. Air Force, aim high. Let's do it. Let's
go, Zoomies.
Yeah, I got them minus one. It's a minus one and a half. I'd still play it against Colorado State. CSU 2-6 straight up on the road this season, where they are number 304 in effective field goal percentage defense in away games on a team that's really been terrible defending the arc away.
Fading the Rams is profitable right now.
Yeah, and Air Force is a pretty good team. They're young. And remember, they beat them. Air Force did in CSU's house, and they scored 20 points in overtime.
Yeah, they went nuts.
20 points in overtime. Remember, because I had the over, and that was what propelled the over. But I think they're going to win on the spread straight up tonight. Very good interior scoring team and outside shooting team is Air Force. So they're one of the slowest teams in college basketball. And finally, last one I got for you. Again, I can't do this in Illinois unless I drive to Indiana. So I am betting on.
And nobody wants to drive to Indiana.
Chicago State.
Oh, geez, that's right. This is your squad.
Go Cougs.
You love betting
green
on these
is
guys.
The color of money. Green is their color, and they are a favorite.
Oh,
a
you're
favorite
kidding me!
Tonight on the road at Delaware State, they're laying 4.5. Chicago State. They're 3-17 straight up on the road this season. I think they've covered like just a couple of road games. It doesn't matter. Delaware State is north of 300 in like a dozen categories. And Chicago State, a very good offensive rebounding team.
You're nuts.
And a pretty good three-point shooting team as well. Cougars for all the cash. That's
You're
what
nuts.
I'm going with.
I You're nuts. You're nuts. I'm just happy that hockey's back so that I can make some cash. It might be 75 degrees outside here in Phoenix, but I'm thinking about everything on the ice. This is so fun. We get to do the pod together in person.
It is, and you cannot see my hands, and yes, they are on Lundy's thigh right now. And you could proverbially maybe lay your hand on Lundy's thigh as well. Just drop us a rating and a review at your convenience to enjoy this podcast. Also, pay to follow us on the Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow all his spreadsheet picks there. Absolutely free, always transparent. Mm-hmm. And I adhere to the same ideology at Noisy Huevos. Again, from Radio Row in Phoenix. As always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.